Guys, we got a little bit of a problem here.
What's the problem?
So Joe has to go to Spain, and if you saw one of our more recent Instagram posts, Joe can't even read. So now he's got to go and speak Spanish, and I'm a little concerned for him.
I don't know if he can survive.
Yo, hablo español, dude. Come on now.
Yeah, you got any more than that? You finished that sentence in English. I'm concerned.
I can say no because it's the same in Spanish.
Fair enough. All right, Joe. Let's before we dive into our episode here, let's hear a little bit about that. So you're going to Spain.
I am. This past week has been extremely stressful and busy on my end. It started out the week and just normal casual week. Looking at scrolling through my emails near the end of the day of work, and I see an email pop up saying, "Congrats, you're going to Spain." I'm like, "What?" I stared at the screen for like a solid 2 minutes. I'm like, "Are you kidding me?
What's going on here?"
What's going on? So now all these ideas of like, what's going to happen? How do I do this? Moving, all these things are starting to go through my head and out processing. Whole bunch of stuff that now has to be accomplished. So just starting it off is very stressful.
I'm sure. Yeah, especially you got the holidays coming up and everything. But are you excited at least?
I am very excited to go. It's going to be a new experience. I could finally get out of Delaware and y'all can stop talking crap on me for staying.
I like how your first experience of getting out of Delaware, other than like your training and stuff, is literally just going straight to another
just
country.
Full send.
Hey, yeah. I was saying in regular Joe fashion, full send. Joe's message from the beginning. Full send. So
I've never gotten PCS orders before, and I love how casual it is, where it's just like you just get an email and just like, oh, neato. It's not it's like not a big deal or anything. It's like if that just goes to your spam folder, it could be like, oh, it could be like months until someone else talks to you about it or something.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, how's your out processing going? It's like, what are you talking about? You didn't get that one single email about it?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's why I told my grandma about it. She's like, they didn't even tell you. I'm like, nope, just an email.
Just an email. It's so unpersonal.
Well, I can definitely see where that's exciting and stressful.
Yep.
Something else exciting and stressful is the holidays. And we're rolling through our holidays right now. We just got through Thanksgiving and we are well on our way to Christmas. And that can be a very stressful time, excuse me, for a lot of reasons for a lot of people. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is dealing with those stressors and how we kind of deal with them. So, Talon, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Oh, man, dealing with stressors around the holidays. It's not an easy thing. I think the best way to kind of handle it is just manage your time properly. And actually, like, plan things out, because I'm not a planner by any means. So a lot of the times when I go visit, like, family for Christmas and everything, I just kind of roll with it. And it just turns the whole experience into just misery. I think I talked about it, like, last year, especially, like, when you're married and you have, like, multiple family houses to go to and everything. It's extremely difficult and really stressful. But I think this year is going to be a little bit better because, again, I just kind of, like, I planned it out a little bit better. Normally, I just kind of roll with it. It's just like, yeah, you want to go to this house? Sure, let's go to this house. Want to go to that one? Sure, why not? But this year, I kind of already have a plan. Like, I already know, like, what house I'm going to be at Christmas. I already have plans the day after Christmas. So it's just, like, it's a little bit easier. I can actually, like, I know what I'm expecting. And it's not just last minute just driving around to places and everything. So definitely plan things out. I think that's probably the best way to deal with the stress. Because at least then you can kind of accept it and at least plan around, like, in the future, like ahead of time. So it just helps out in every single way.
Yeah,
totally.
How far out
did you start planning?
Probably like 2 weeks ago. I already kind of had some plans of what I was going to be doing. I already had my days picked that we're going to be leaving and everything. So yeah, normally, like I said, normally it's like the week before. I'm like, these are days we're leaving, and then while I'm there, that's when I start coming up with plans of like what I'm doing and on what days. So it's nice knowing just already like what I have going on.
Yeah, that's smart. So that way you also don't get that almost argument where it's like, We're supposed to go to Aunt Sue's on this day. It's like, yeah, well, I already told Uncle Jim we were coming to their house. And it's like, you know, you get that headbutt. Like, if it's planned out ahead of time, you know, when they say, oh, we're supposed to go to Uncle Jim's on the 20th. It's like, no, sorry, we're already going to Aunt Sue's.
Yeah, it's like we already got that.
Already in the system. Already planned.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's definitely smart. What about you, Joe?
What do I do? Well, it's been very simple for me because, you know, been stationed in Delaware and, you know, my family's right here. So luckily I don't have to deal with the same problems like Chris Talon and Jared all have to deal with. But Spain is going to be a different experience. What am I going to do for that? Am I going to come home or stay there? I have no idea. I'm definitely going to do the same route as Talon, you know. Once Thanksgiving's over, December hits, I'll start planning. I've never really had to think about it much. The only things I think about is if I would go up to see family in New Jersey because I still have family up there. But as far as it comes here, my Christmas has always just been go see the parents, my grandma will come down, and then just dinner. And sometimes I'll have my military friends over, and that's about it.
Yeah, I think I remember last year, right, you said that you had – a bunch of people from your squadron over because they all were like away from home, away from their families, like Chris and Talon and Jared. So that's a cool thing that you get to do. I'm sure that could be stressful
awesome
in and of itself.
Yeah, it could definitely be stressful. You know, definitely on their end as well, is because they don't really have anywhere to go. So my parents have been awesome for that. Just I'll say, hey, can like 2, 3, 4 people come on over for Thanksgiving or Christmas? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. So we get to host that. It's always been nice.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's one of the difficult things about being in the military, especially being like a lower enlisted individual. If you don't have a lot of cash or like plane tickets or like driving and a bunch of gas and everything, it's really difficult to go see family, especially because, I mean, depending on like your base and everything, you probably have to take leave if you go outside a certain area and everything. Even if you can be back within like a certain amount of driving time, you still have to take some of your days off just to go to another state or something. So it's always a really difficult thing for some people.
Yep. And then also scheduling it is hard as well because so many people want to take off for those days. And for our squadron, you have to put that leave in like 6 months, like minimum in advance, is if you want to go home or not, because everyone already books it out. So
yeah,
could definitely be tough.
Yeah. Because stuff still happens during like the holidays and everything. Like, I know for us, like, flights can still happen. I mean, obviously, maintenance still needs to be doing their, like, all their normal daily tasks and everything. So it's not like the Air Force just shuts down around the holidays just so people can go home or anything. So, yeah, you have to plan those things out.
Absolutely. What about you, Randy? What's your scheduling?
I find for me that the most stressful part of the holidays is gift giving. I don't really mind the whole going to people's houses and all that. Like, that just kind of is what it is. And we're not big on, like, we don't really go too many places, me and my parents. So it's like, that's usually not too big of a deal. But what's rough for me is the gift giving, because number one of my big stressors, not even around the holidays, just day to day stressors in general, I hate going to the store. I hate going to the store so much. Actually, it's funny. I said one of the things I know, like, because another stressor I know for a lot of people right now is like all the COVID stuff. I said one of the best things that came out of COVID was that they spread out the lines in the stores, because I can't stand it when people stand on top of you in line.
Dude, it's part of the experience, just having someone breathing down your neck.
Oh,
you know, holiday cheer.
Love it. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Rushing you through the line.
Yeah.
But anyway, not the point. I don't like going to the store, and I'm lucky enough that I have the wood shop here and I make most of my gifts. So it eliminates the stressor of going to the store. However, it adds the stressor of having enough time to make all the gifts, because, you know, when you go to the store, you just buy something and it's bought and that's it. When you make something, you have to take the time to actually make it. So that can be stressful in and of itself. And this year in particular has been a little more stressful in that department, because with working this whole Polar Express thing at the new job, I don't have nearly as much time to be out there. And even when I do have time to be out there, I'm just like, I want to relax a little bit. So it's been tough this year. I've definitely bought more gifts than I usually would, which is a hit in the stress department and also in the bank account department. But yeah, that's always one of the biggest things that I find stressful, because I always feel like I forget somebody, or, you know, like I make one thing for one person and then the thing I make for somebody else is like not, you know, I feel like is not as good. And I always like, there's always parts of it that make me kind of feel bad.
Yeah.
But then I always like to try and think to myself that at the end of the day, like, they're getting a handmade gift, they're getting something. And honestly, if I forget, like, if I forgot somebody, I've done it in the past where, like, I'll make something after the fact and give it to them and be like, hey, sorry, you know, I didn't have time or whatever. But yeah, I think the gift giving portion, there's such an expectation there. And not that I say that's a bad thing. Like, I like gift giving. I don't have a problem with that. It's just like, there's such an expectation to like give gifts to so many people in your life. And then that can be such a stressor for some people financially. And then, or like for me, because that's just that much more stuff I have to make. So that's a tough one too. So yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the way I deal with that best is the fact that I make my own stuff, but then it's just, again, about planning. Like, I always try and get a jump on getting out there in the shop earlier in the season. Like, I usually start my Christmas stuff around September.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to.
Yeah, because it gives me plenty of time to make stuff. And I'd rather be done early than be done. Like, I've definitely, like, no joke, had times where it's Christmas Eve at midnight and I'm out in the shop finishing something.
Jeez, what a guy, bro. How can anyone complain about not getting something for you? Or
yeah, that's a legend.
Yeah, but, dude.
You know, again, planning better. I think really the thing that to take away from the whole thing here is planning. Like Talon said at first, as far as like going out and going to see different family. Joe talked about it for his future holidays now, as he'll be in Spain for 3 years.
Three or four.
Yeah. So, I mean, he'll be there a while. Like, he's going to have some holidays to get through. So, you know, it's going to all be about planning. So I think same thing for me and gift giving in general, like plan it out, get your stuff early. Even if you are someone who just shops, do it in, you know, who cares? Do it in July. Like, if you know you want to get somebody, do it early because then you avoid all the, you know, like I said, I think the stores are horrible all year round. They only get worse this time of year. Like, do it early, be done with it. You know, that's what I think about that.
Yeah, and honestly, like, plan for your plans to always fail too. So, like, that's why I think, like, you starting early in the year, like in September, that's awesome, because then you do have that opportunity where it's just like, if you're tired one day, you could be like, all right, I can just rest today and I can kind of start again like tomorrow or the next day or whatever that is. Because, I mean, yeah, like everyday things happen. So what you originally had planned could absolutely just like fall through. I know that kind of happened to me. I had a bunch of like stuff I wanted to get done before Christmas, because you only have so much time. It is like you actually have a very limited timeline. And I just had to accept that I'm not going to get all the stuff done before Christmas, because like every day happens. It's like, today I don't want to finish it. And then it just kind of snowballs and just like, all right, this is going to have to happen until after New Year's probably. Like, I was supposed to finish a lot of stuff around the house. Like, I was supposed to renovate an entire bathroom, but things got delivered late. Yeah, that's not going to happen until January now. Yeah. So, because it's like, I'm not going to stress out about it just to finish before Christmas. So,
and the other thing, like, for me with making gifts is, you know, shit happens. What if I screw up? You know, if I make a mistake and like destroy a project, which has happened, you know, I'm not perfect. I screw things up out there too. You got to have time to fix it. Or, you know, like maybe even start over.
Projects.
Yeah, do it all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that sucks.
That does suck. But it's part of it. It's part of that, you know, doing it that way. And I obviously that way is not for everybody. And there's other great ways you can do it. Like, actually, we're getting a Cricut. Game changer.
I don't know what a Cricut is.
Oh, you know what a Cricut is? Oh, they're sweet. They you can make like shirts. You can make like stickers.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, they're like the little machines and stuff like that. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're getting one of those, so that thing's going to be sweet. That's going to be a game changer. That's going to save me a lot of time.
Yeah, they're like all-purpose printers that you can literally, like you said, you can put it on shirt, like you can print shirts and stuff like that. Yeah, you can do whatever you want with those things.
And it's like super simple. You do everything on the computer. Like there's absolutely ways, and I don't know, like to me, a handmade, hand-given gift is like there's something, even if it's not necessarily as nice as if like somebody went out and bought you a new watch or whatever. There's something about a handmade gift that's like, you know, it's man, the they time, really put the some effort thought and time, into this.
Yeah, like well, there's an actual like psychological reason for that. I read this in like the Leaders Eat Last. They mentioned this, and basically. Like, what would you prefer, like, someone giving you a certain amount of your time or just giving you a certain amount of your, of, like, money? And, like, an example that was given, if you ask friends to help you move, what feels more worth it? The friend that's actually, like, spending 12 hours of their day moving boxes with you or the friend that gives you $1,000 to pay for, like, your moving truck? Honestly, the person that you're spending, like, 12 hours with. Because the thing is that time is, like, the only limited resource. Like completely limited resource in our lives. So if someone put more time than they did money, like you can always earn more money. Like money is just money, but you can't earn more time. So yeah, that time is always worth more. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an absolutely great point. Something else, you said about Leaders Eat Last. Y'all know where you can find Leaders Eat Last? On Audible, which if you click the link down below, you can get free for 30 days. We're pointing down so you guys know where the link is because it's down below. Free Audible for 30 days. I had to look at my Audacity recording because I sometimes don't know which one it is, but it's Audible, not Audacity. Audible, free for 30 days. Click the link. You can listen to Leaders Eat Last. You can, I think, find Chris's favorite book.
Little Book of Higi.
Yeah. Huga.
Yeah.
Even though I like Huga? To call it Higi. and he's on to the Book of Luca now.
Oh, nice.
Which I also think is on there. So if you want to hear about all these books that we love to mention all the time, check them out. Audible, free, 30 days. Do it.
Hell yeah,
brother. Free. It's free and you support us. It's a win-win.
It is. We love it. We love you.
Yeah.
Guys. I think before we wrap up, I want to go through you guys. What's one thing you guys are looking forward to? I know it's kind of like off topic, but I think going into that holiday spirit and everything, what's one thing you guys are looking forward to going into the holidays? Joe, go ahead.
All right. Absolutely. So I got to say it is spending time with the girlfriends. It's something I haven't had for, I think, like 2.5-3 years now, almost.
Yeah,
this is
is your first year that I've known you that you had a girlfriend for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. I've been single for some time, so now, I have someone who actually means a lot to me in my life. So spending time with her for Christmas and New Year's is going to be awesome. And now I'm super excited for it.
Nice. What about you, Talon?
Honestly, I just like the. I don't know. I just like the Christmas decorations, like the whole environment of like Christmas and everything. Like if it was my way, I'd be happy with like it being like the world being decorated with Christmas decorations year round, just because I love it so much. But that's pretty much it. Yeah. And kind of like just going to see family. But then again, I was just there for Thanksgiving. So
yeah,
the stress of just like taking the time to drive and everything. Yeah, it makes it difficult and not always worthwhile, but yeah, I don't know. I just like taking a break though too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Randy?
I would say for me, so let's back up a little bit and keep in mind I've been experiencing Christmas since September, and not this time because of working on projects, but this time because of my new job.
And oh yeah,
running the Polar Express. So we pretty much started prep for that like before I started working there. So we've pretty much been doing Christmas for 3 months now, 4 months now. So I hate to be a Scrooge, but am like excited for it to be over. But what I am super excited for is Christmas Eve. We have to work Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve afterward, we're having like, you know, or all kind of everybody like from work and like the production company or like a bunch of us from there are like kind of doing a get together after the last train that day. I mean, we have trains following week, so it's not like over at that point, but yeah, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And then just having like a couple days off for Christmas and just being able to relax is going to be really nice. And I think it's going to make Christmas feel like more special in a way because I've been working so hard up to it.
That's awesome because you've been putting in so much time and effort for pretty much the community because of the Polar Express, right?
Yeah.
And now you get to kind of like see it pay off and the whole big shebang, the grand finale of it, and then celebrate afterwards.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. I love that.
But what I'm really looking forward to is New Year's, because New Year's is going to be – that's when I'm going to get to really unwind, and me and a couple of people from my gym and like a few other people are all going out. New Year's, we're going to Morristown. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be nice to like actually finally like celebrate the last couple months, because I like even getting a new job and everything, I haven't really had time to celebrate that, so
yeah.
We're gonna actually have some time to like have some fun and unwind, so it's gonna be really nice.
We have nice. All been busy people, so
yeah, we have. I'm sure all of you have noticed that we have been a little bit limited on cast lately. Like Talon hasn't been on in the last few. Jared's been MIA for a while. Don't worry, he's still around. He's just been busy with some stuff. Same with Talon.
He's at church right now.
Yeah. Christmas and all, you know. But same with all of us. We've been really busy. Chris being deployed. We want to say that once we get through the holidays and into the new year, that we're going to really be working toward kind of getting back to our roots, getting everybody back on. I think it's going to be a lot more fun. I think it's going to be a lot more entertaining. I think you guys are going to love it. Not that we're not entertaining now, but I think there's something special about that dynamic with all of us here, as we want to get back to. But for the time being, we're going to power through, getting back into the new year. We're going to get back to getting everybody on, all of the faces and voices you know and love.
And, yeah. Get everyone back on until Joe moves.
Yeah. Way to go, Joe. Unbelievable.
You're welcome.
This guy.
I'll still be around.
This guy. But, yeah, so... again, holidays can be very stressful. I think we talked about a lot of good points as far as how to prepare for the holidays. And I think that is the most important point, is being prepared, knowing what you're going to do, knowing where you're going to do and when you're going to do it, getting your shopping and whatnot done ahead of time, and just basically planning in general so that a time that's going to be stressful, damn, with the throat clearing, a time that's going to be stressful no matter what, can be just a little bit less stressful. So help yourself out that way. Do that and be able to take some time and relax and enjoy the holiday season and get in that Christmas spirit. So from all of us here at Lessons Learned, thanks for listening. Check out all of our social media accounts, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Twitter, TikTok. We're on them all. Subscribe to them. Follow us. Give us some likes. And even Patreon. You want to support the show, help us get more equipment and stuff, hit up our Patreon link. Right now, nothing too new on there, but we're going to work toward that in the future, I think. So bear with us. And from all of us here at Lessons Learned, thanks for listening, and see ya.
See ya.
See ya.